it's here and now, and it's a good day to be a Taylor Swift fan. Not only is her new album out today, but she's also the new global welcome ambassador for New York City, taking part in a new ad campaign. In one video, she explains why she recently made New York City her home.
New York kind of pulled me here like a magnet. I was intimidated by the fact that it was bright and bold and loud. And now I know that I should run towards things like that. I should run towards things that are absolutely overwhelmingly electric.
Taylor Swift's move to New York City comes with a shift away from Nashville and country music toward pop. Corey Valentine is a pop DJ in Nashville. She joins us to talk about and listen to Taylor Swift's new album. Corey, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And let's listen to some of this music. And it starts with an ode to New York. The album does. It's called Welcome to New York.
Walking through a crowd, the village is aglow. Kaleidoscope of loud heartbeats under coats. Everybody here wanted something more. Searching for a sound we hadn't heard before. And it said, welcome to New York. It's been waiting.
So, Corey, how does that sound to you, and how is that going to go over in Nashville? This is a woman who has been a symbol of Music City.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think that people are going to love it here in Nashville. It definitely has a different sound. You know, we're used to the innocent, you know, fairy tale kind of Taylor Swift music. But I think that as she's grown and matured and moved on from Nashville to New York, her music has done the same. And I think that her audience is going to relate to that.
Well, and let's remind people of the difference between what we're hearing now and what we've heard from Taylor Swift in the past. Let's listen here to the song, Our Song. This is her 2006 single.
And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. Cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh. The first date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have.
Now that is country.
Yes, definitely.
What we're hearing now is most certainly not country.
Right. No, I think that she has such a big electronic kind of 80s dance influence in her new album. And, you know, I mean, she's talked about that as this album has come closer to being released. That's the reason why she named it 1989, was because she's been listening to so much 80s music lately, with Madonna, Annie Lennox, even late 90s Robin, I think, has a lot of influence on her music.
Was this always the plan for her, though, to go from country to pop?
You know, I read that she was hanging out with a bunch of her friends and playing some of the music from her new album for them. And she didn't originally have it titled 1989. Her friends were like, wow, this has a lot of 80s influence to it. And I just think that she's evolved. You know, she's kind of dabbled in the pop world and she liked what she saw and what she was experiencing as far as the freedom of the music goes. And I just think this is what happened for her.
She also got some disrespect from people in Nashville in the country music industry who didn't think that she was ever really country.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally see that. I think a lot of country nowadays has a lot of pop influence, though. I don't think she's the only one that has done a lot of crossover. You know, Kelly Clarkson went from pop music to country. I think that the two genres go hand in hand a lot of times, and I think it worked in Taylor Swift's advantage for sure.
Well, let's listen to another song from her new album, 1989. This is the song Shake It Off, which some people may have already heard because it's been being played on the radio for some time now.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm.
And she's doing something here that is signature Taylor Swift, which is she's singing about people's perceptions of her.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Taylor is and always has been in the limelight as far as the media goes. I mean, people are following her around, photographing her, hanging out with her cat. You know, I mean, she definitely doesn't have any privacy in her life. And I think that she's just trying to say, you know what, I'm just going to shake it off and do what I want to do. And I think that's the reason for the new sound in her new album.
It reminds me of another song that many people probably know, which is Mean. Let's take a listen to a little of that.
But you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean.
Now, Corey, I think of the video to this song, and she's there with a bunch of other kids or young teenagers trying to tell them this message. Don't listen to people who say mean things about you. She does have this image. She is beloved by young girls in particular. Is she going to be able to keep that with this new pop sound that she has and this new New York image?
Sure. I mean, I think she's definitely managed to keep her image that way. Her audience has also grown with her. Not saying that the younger audience won't still relate to her music, but I think that she's talking a little bit more seriously about adult issues. You know, she's 24 years old. She's been through a lot. She's been, you know, in a lot of relationships. And I think it's going to be a little bit harder for her to stay out of the limelight as far as going out and partying and things like that.
There are songs on this album about heartbreak and about love, maybe from, as you say, more of an adult point of view. Let's listen here to Blank Space.
Make the bad guys good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game.
Now, Corey, in its review of this album, the New York Times says, by making pop with almost no contemporary references, Taylor Swift is aiming somewhere even higher than most pop artists do, a mode of timelessness that few true pop stars, aside from, say, Adele, even bother aspiring to. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree with that statement. I think that the old Taylor Swift is definitely still there as far as her songwriting goes. She's definitely still talking about her relationships and whatnot, but I think she brings it to a new level with her attitude about moving on. You know, that song that you just played is very playful. She's talking about, you know, seeking out new relationships and things, and I think that's apparent and will bring her music to the next level.
How common is it, and you're a pop DJ there in Nashville, how common is it for pop stars to write their own songs?
I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. I think Taylor Swift is one of the rare people that writes the majority of her music. There are so many collaborations nowadays where there's rappers rapping along with songs. You know, you hear the little intros to songs with the producer's little hook, you know, like Mike Will Made It. You hear those all the time. And I think that Taylor Swift is one of the few people that keeps it natural. You know, it's raw and it's her own music and it's her life.
Corey Valentine, a pop DJ in Nashville, Tennessee, talking with us about Taylor Swift's new album, which is out today. Corey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe, red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Wildest dreams. I said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.